Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Fun Friday here on the show. That means we're going to have fun today. We got a lot to get into. Worlds Collide is tonight. And as I've been talking about for a couple of days, there have been changes made to the show. Some people can't make it. Some people who were out, or they were in, and then they were out, and now they're back in. Anyway, we'll get into all of it here today. But that is tonight, as well as SmackDown. And yes, by the way, the fact that I'm here today with a live show tells you I didn't go. But maybe next time. We'll talk about that. Plus, I want to wish the best to Jerry Lawler. We talked about how he missed some bookings. And it has now been confirmed that he suffered another stroke on September 5th. Good news. His daughter said as he's already on the road to recovery. He experienced a medical issue in Florida at one of his homes. Says his daughter is taking him back to his primary residence. He will rest up for a few more weeks, and then he will be back to normal. So this would be his third stroke, 2018 and 2023. He also had a knee replacement in 2024, and now another stroke in 2025. So all the best to Jerry Lawler on his recovery. We'll talk about all of the rest of the news on the show as well, including the Dynamite number, which is kind of important, the WrestleMania in Saudi Arabia, negotiations for a very big star, three guesses, and plenty more. If you want to text us, it's 425-780-7566. Lance Storm is joining the show. We'll have time for some of those here today. That's 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com, F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I'm at Brian Alvarez X in Blue Sky. Back in a moment to kick it off, Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All aboard! There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back of the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. For Fun Friday.
Yes, ready to have fun. Because I'm known for all of my fun.
It is ironic that you are always the co-host on Fun Friday, and not the guy whose name is actually Filthy.
Well, that's all right. Filthy and fun do not necessarily go together.
Nah, it's usually not any fun when he's on the show. But anyway, we got to talk a lot about a bunch of different things today, including this Worlds Collide. You know how, like, you're in TNA, Lance? Maybe I shouldn't even ask you about this because you work there, but when TNA first started, I can't even use the word I want to use on this show for what a disaster this place was. And, you know, the Asylum shows. Like, we went back and tried to watch the Asylum era. And keep in mind, we made it through Nitro a second time all the way to the end. We could not make it through the Asylum TNA shows.
It was some Russo-rific stuff.
We just quit. We couldn't do it. And there were so many things over the years in TNA. And then eventually the company was bought and new ownership. Like everything, it's not the same TNA anymore. It's got the same initials, but it's not the same TNA. But you know as well as I do, Lance, you don't have to comment. Every now and then something happens. It's like, it's still TNA.
Well, every company has those moments. It's just because of the, and again, I will call it the Russo-rific-ness of early TNA. It's very easy to go, TNA will always be TNA, but it's not like every wrestling company doesn't have their moments.
Now, AAA, on that topic, has been purchased by a new company, and it's not the old AAA anymore. They want to try and keep the spirit, but it's not. It's been purchased. But it's still AAA. So they had a lineup for the show, and La Parca was scheduled to be on the show. And yesterday, for reasons I cannot explain, La Parca went on Twitter, on X, and says, I'm not going to be on the show. I would rather stay in Mexico as opposed to wrestle for a large company in the United States. What? So, He was, I guess, off the show. And then today they announced, he's on the show after all. He'd actually been replaced by Laredo Kid. But now he has been Laredo Kid has now been replaced by the guy he replaced. LaParca's back on the show. So off the show, and I didn't have his name, but I talked about this a couple of days ago. Nino Ambergeza, I guess his visa didn't come through. So he's also off the show. And so I guess the new lineup, and this show starts at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. It is streaming on YouTube. We got Vikingo and Dominic for the mega title. Psycho Clan of Pagano versus The New Day for the tag titles. Natty and Fabi Apache for the Reina de Reinas title. Finn Balor and Roxanne versus Mr. Iguana and Lola Vice. Elijo de Dr. Wagner Jr. versus Dragon Lee, JD, and Ethan Page. And the Lucha Showcase appears to now be Laredo Kid, who was going to replace LaParca, but is now replacing Hamburger Boy. Mascarita Sagrada, Octagon Jr., LaParca, Cruz del Toro, Joaquin Wild, Lince Dorado, and Mini Abismo Negro. So, that's what we got tonight. You watching this, Lance? It's on YouTube.
I hadn't really thought about it, but maybe I'll check it out.
Wow.
It'll depend on what my wife has planned for this evening.
All right. Well, I can pretty much tell you that Lola Vice's dad is not going to be on this show.
Yes, and we talked about it yesterday. I did go and watch the
Lola Vice video.
And I texted you and someone else, and all agreed with me wholeheartedly. I now want the Dan Lambert, Lola Vice's dad feud. I think it would be tremendous. And they're both MMA guys, so they could actually have it in a match at the end.
That's true. So I had just been told that there's a very good chance that they're going to try to get her dad for the, what date is that? September 23rd? The September 23rd go-home show for NXT. So.
Oh, man, he needs to be the go-home promo.
You're telling me. For, like, every show. Be the go-home promo for Saudi Arabia, WrestleMania. That's what he needs to do. I also got a couple of messages regarding her dad on Twitter. Basically, I was told that this guy is the nicest guy in the world, Mark says, and he is actually like that. It's not a character he's playing at all. The guy is always cranked up to a 10. You should see him actually coach at tournaments. 1,000% energy and heart and soul for his students. Brian was spot on. He's actually more a character than anyone in the business. And he adds that during the lockdowns, he posted videos of himself running around a park in Miami, screaming, kicking tire swings, and fence posts. You can't even write a character like him. Lola Vice's dad.
He better be there for the title match. He has to be.
He's got to be.
And they have to let her win just to see this dude celebrate.
Well, bro, if he's there, she ain't losing. you gonna book her to lose with that guy there? Jiminy Christmas. Sean would need Undertaker back there taping his fists or something. All right. Got a lot of other news here today. This is not big news, but it's big news to me. Dang it. Wednesday's Dynamite, 584,000 viewers, up 23.7%. And the 18 to 49, it was a 0.13, which is up 18%. And there was no sports competition. However, there was an assassination that day. And so I'm sure the news stations were like out of this world. So I bring this up because Collision and Dynamite this week, both of them, he had at least four matches announced long in advance, and in both cases, the shows did better. So this coming Saturday, there's a big lineup for Collision. Granted, Collision is taped, but they got seven matches announced for the show. And so if that show is also does well, I think we can... Spit take. I'm not pretending the Dynamite rating was good. Did you hear what I said? It's up significantly from the week prior. So yeah, that is good that it's up significantly from the week prior. Given the week prior, they advertised virtually nothing, and this week they advertised a bunch, and the rating was up. I didn't say it was good. I said it was up. You advertise matches, I think you're going to do better.
And it was an incredibly insane news day yesterday. Wednesday.
You want to see what those news stations did on Wednesday? You're going to find out soon enough. Collision's got Moxley and Garcia versus Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly. We got Okada versus Michael Oku for the unified title. Takeshi versus Anthony Bowens in a unified title match qualifier. FTR versus Adam Priest and Tommy Billington again. Mark Briscoe will announce the stipulation for his all-out match with MJF. And Jamie Hayter, Anna Jay, Ty Mello, Chris Statlander, and Harley Cameron versus Tekla, Julia, Sky Blue, Megan Bain, and Penelope Ford. And I presume there's like, you know, $500,000 on the line or something. One, two, three, four, five. Yeah. So he likes putting that money on the line. That's like his new gimmick. Every show.
And we're to believe he brings it in a bag of cash?
He goes to the bank and gets out $500,000 in ones to give to the winners of the match. I also like how they do the story where, like, there's all this money on the line. And, like, people have been winning $100,000, like, week after week after week. Like, A.R. Fox, you know, he never did anything with the money or whatever. But the Young Bucks win $250,000, and now the gimmick is they're the million-dollar man. They're rich! Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless awareness of your medical conditions as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is here. I forgot that the announcement of WrestleMania in Saudi a couple of days ago actually wasn't made by WWE. It was made by Saudi Arabia. So they said today that they had a big announcement, and the big announcement is WrestleMania is going to Saudi Arabia. There you go.
Yeah, the Saudis leaked it early.
Yeah, they did. They don't care. They got money. So, Dave in the Observer reported that WrestleMania is official and negotiations for The Rock are advancing and they believe the deal is close to being finalized. Now he's going to have to gain weight again.
Well, he doesn't have to.
The impression is the final payment number for the show will be affected by whether or not they get The Rock in the main event. The idea is that the individual payoff for The Rock would be multiple times that of any pro wrestler for any event in history. So,
Rock likes setting records. Why not set the one for the biggest one-match payday in history?
He likes money.
Most people do, to be fair.
Yeah. So anyway, they're looking to get everybody. So,
can't imagine my phone will be ringing.
The goal from the Saudi side seems to be either The Rock versus Cody or The Rock versus Roman Reigns. So they're doing a better job booking than Hunter because he couldn't get that match together. They've also officially announced John Cena, Brock Lesnar for WrestlePalooza, and that match will be the main event. This will be his first time in the ring in 2 years. Has not wrestled since 2023.
First match, not first time in the ring.
I guess technically that's true, Lance, but I think we all knew what I was talking about. Also this, Paramount Skydance, which is a new media partner for TKO, is going to make a bid for Warner Brothers Discovery. So, the David Ellison-backed Paramount preparing to make offer a majority cash bid for the entire company. WBD is splitting into a TV side and a movie side in 2026. They want it all. This, of course, would need regulatory approval. But
well, they do have an in the administration.
Yeah, they do. They closed a sale for Paramount. This is Skydance for $8.4 billion. Acquired the TV rights for UFC events for 7 years for more than $7 billion. And if this went through, that would mean that TKO would essentially own AEW's television deals. So, granted, it's got to go through approval and everything, and then it's got to actually happen. Their deal runs through 2027, AEW. But they got an option year, so we shall see. We shall see. But that is the working idea. I can't believe this, but this is what Fightful's claiming. The original AEW All Out main event was allegedly going to be Hangman versus Wardlow. But Wardlow injured his pec during his return, and it ended up being Kyle Fletcher instead. So, I got nothing against Wardlow, but the guy had been gone for years. Maybe they could have built him up big enough in 2 weeks to make that seem big and meaningful, but I feel like Kyle Fletcher and Hangman is a 10 times bigger title match than Hangman versus Wardlow right now. But that's apparently what the plan was, so there you go. Wardlow.
Yeah, it seemed awful rushed to have him as a meaningful main eventer challenging for the title. And like you say, nothing against him as a performer, but I can't even recall the last time he was on television for a significant period of time.
Well, I mean, it's here's the thing. Brock's been gone for 2 years. He hadn't been in the ring, Lance, for 2 years. That guy can come back and destroy somebody, and you can put him in the main event of WrestlePalooza. It's Brock Lesnar. But Wardlow was never in AEW pushed at the level of Brock Lesnar. I don't think he ever even won a title, did he? He might have won, like, one of the secondary titles at some point.
Maybe. He's never really been established as a true main eventer.
He's never been pushed as a main eventer. So, very surprised that that was the original idea. I guess he was the TNT champion. Yeah, I think that Kyle's a much, much bigger star right now. And I think that's a far bigger match than Hangman versus Wardlow. So, I don't even really want to address it, but Kyle Fletcher responded to Stevie Richards.
In a very professional manner.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And by the way, when Wardlow returned, he didn't even attack Hangman. He attacked Swerve. So that makes the whole thing even more bizarre. Stevie Richards basically said he looks like an eventual NXT superstar. So he's got work to do to be at the level of NXT, I guess is what he was trying to say.
Wow.
I don't know what this guy's talking about, but Kyle Fletcher is awesome. And the funny thing about Kyle Fletcher is I think that one of Stevie's criticisms was he just goes too fast. And Dave mentioned this on Wednesday. He goes, I listened to that and then I watched the NXT main event, that women's match. Dude, I don't think Kyle Fletcher has ever worked a match as fast and rushed as that women's main event on NXT. And if you actually watch Kyle Fletcher matches, he doesn't do that, especially now as a heel. Like, he's slowed down dramatically. I mean, obviously, he's explosive and everything. But anyway, Kyle did respond very professionally. He said, I think a lot of people on Twitter will just look at the one clip, and I watched the entire thing, everything that he said. I'm open any and all critiques. It's fine. I'm in a world where everyone's allowed to have an opinion. He has an opinion on who I am and what I am as a wrestler. That's fine. It just doesn't feel like it's in good faith, if that makes sense. I think a lot of these guys, they kind of look for the buzzwords, look for the things that are going to get clicks or whatever. I don't think he spoke a lot about the culture in AEW. I don't think he knows anything about the culture at AEW. He said, there's no one there for me to learn from. I can't even say what he said after that. I'm learning from people every single day that I'm there. There's so many great minds there. There's Bryan Danielson there almost every week. I'm open to criticism. Don't think he was in the best faith, but no ill will. Open to critique. I mean, the idea that there's no one there that can teach Hangman Page is preposterous. I mean, even if you're an old-school WWE guy, Kyle Fletcher. I mean, Danielson's there, and Moxley's there, and I was going to say Jericho's there, but that brings me to my other favorite topic. Tony Khan talking about Chris Jericho. Once again, Tony Khan, the booker of All Elite Wrestling, said he hopes Chris Jericho will be back soon. Hopefully soon, he said. He said he's been there since the beginning. I have to say, I would love to have Chris Jericho in AEW anytime. Well, where's he at then? Why don't you book him for next Wednesday if you want him back so bad? Like, maybe what's going on here?
Maybe he's just being really nice to Chris and trying to push up his contract offer from WWE for him.
I guess. I don't know, man. We absolutely want him back in AEW and hopefully soon, said the booker and owner of All Elite Wrestling. He's been great for us. He's still in great shape, still a great wrestler. And then they kept asking him, like, well, where's he at? And then Tony just said, you have to stay tuned. I don't know.
Maybe it'll all end up being a work, and Jericho's still under contract, and he's going to renew, and he'll be back soon. Who knows?
Maybe. It's just, I don't know.
Jericho's very good at keeping his name active out there, I got to tell him.
Yeah, he is. Of course he is. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jericho did actually address this a little while ago in the Daily Mail. Normally, he won't talk about this stuff at all, but he goes, I'm not going anywhere for a while. I'm still with AEW for right now. Would I go back to WWE? I wouldn't be opposed to it. We just have to see what happens. But the best thing that can happen is you have two great teams you can play for, and that makes everything bigger and more exciting. So his deal goes for a while. So Tony wants him back. What are we waiting for, brother? Bring him back, right?
Sure.
It's like if you weren't on the show for like a few weeks, but it was because of me. Like, sure wish Lance would come back, man. I don't know. Hope he's back soon. And meanwhile, you were just there waiting for me to ask you to come back on the show. That would be weird, right?
Be odd, yes.
Hmm. People keep doing the same thing. Why bring him back if we won't re-sign? Jericho hasn't said he's leaving. Like, the guy's got months and months and months left on his deal. Maybe he'd actually re-sign if you actually used him on television. Why is the guy going to re-sign if he's not even being used right now for no reason? Like, if you want to re-sign the guy, you ever see what WWE does when a guy's deal's coming up? They actually push him. And they, like, give him opportunities. So the guy goes, I don't want to leave. That's what they did with Drew McIntyre. When Drew McIntyre's deal was almost up, they did not take Drew off TV and not use him at all. If they had, he'd have gone to AEW. Instead, they pushed him. They gave him a bunch of opportunities. And when the time came, he re-signed. So if you want to keep Chris Jericho, this is not the way to do it. Anyway, we got to head to a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines. Maybe someone can call in and argue this point. I'd be happy to hear it. But we'll give that number after the break. And in the meantime, you can text us, 425-780-7566. Ask Lance some questions, everybody. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674, 800-430-0674, 800-430-0674, that's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I'm not mad at you, Josh, but brother, he says just because he hasn't given the public any indication he's leaving doesn't mean he hasn't given Tony an indication he wasn't going to re-sign. This guy has months and months left on his deal. Why would you just tell one side you're leaving? The idea is to play both sides to get the most money possible. You don't tell Tony 6 months before, hey, I'm just leaving. Why would Jericho tell him that 6 months in advance so that he'll be iced off television and lower his value as it comes time for his deal to be up? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. He's not going to tell him he's leaving 6 months in advance. It's just not happening. There's no reason for this, even though everyone's looking for a good reason. There's no logical reason. He has no legal issues. He's not hurt. He doesn't have heat backstage. He doesn't turn down storylines. What's going on here? It's like a Britt Baker thing at this point. What's going on? I don't know.
Maybe DDP can ask.
Maybe he should. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, y'all. Happy Friday. This is Brandon from Portsmouth, Virginia.
Yes, Brandon.
And I want two questions. First, Brian, I've heard your explanation about Jon Moxley. You know, he's a heel, but really he's kind of like a babyface, but just going about his ideas perhaps in the wrong way. I was wondering if you think that way of booking, is that like too, for lack of a better word, too deep as far as like a wrestling concept where it like, does it really translate well with the fans or maybe, you know, maybe it does work. I mean, he gets booed either way. So regardless, that's kind of working either way. But so I was wondering if that process of psychology in wrestling where someone is like one, a heel or a babyface, but they're kind of doing things the wrong way in that sense, does that really work the best in wrestling?
Well, you can hold on for the next question. I think that I mean, if you're talking about just like a heel who is really a babyface, Moxley is the heel who believes what he's doing is right, but he's not necessarily going about it the right way. That's what I'm saying here. He wants the company to be at its best. He wants everyone to be the best they can be. And you're either going to do it or he's going to have to kill you. Obviously, that's not the best thing to do. You don't kill somebody if they're not doing their best, but that's his gimmick. So in his mind, he's doing the right thing. The same thing they do with Drew McIntyre. You know, Drew McIntyre does his heel promos, but he's always telling the truth, at least from his perspective. But he still does diabolical things because he's a bad person. So I think it works. Lance?
I still have the same issue of his goal is to make the company better, which insinuates that it's not in a good place now, which I think is always a terrible angle.
Well, it's not in a good place. He wants the Bucks to be at their best. Not just like good. He wants them to be at their best. He doesn't think they're quite at their best, so he's willing to bribe them to be at their very best. Doesn't mean they suck.
I didn't say they did.
Everybody could do better.
But again, it's that meta idea of trying to make the company better rather than someone who wants to just win and dominate, which is what sports is all about.
Yeah, but I don't think it's about making the company better. It's like setting the company up for the future.
You literally said that when you started your answer.
No, you're setting the company up for the future. You have to have new stars. We need to get these Daniel Garcias. Raise them. No, we're trying to make it good for a long time. Doesn't mean it sucks now, but we're going to need, you know. All right, go ahead, Brandon.
All right, my second question, speaking of bribery, Lance, is there any amount that could be paid to you where you would come out of retirement to wrestle at the WrestleMania 2027, presumably? Well, I guess it is official in Saudi Arabia.
I would imagine there is a dollar figure. I am in no way, shape, or form worth that dollar figure, but the dollar figure that would allow me and my wife to retire and know that my kids are set for the rest of their lives, I have a hard time believing I could turn down, you know, that big of a figure. But I really don't think I'm worth, you know, a seven-figure payday for one night. And but again, I don't think I could turn down a seven-figure payday for one night, even if it wouldn't be my first choice of where I would like to wrestle.
All right, Brandon.
Fair enough. I think you are worth it, Lance. So just put that out there. I think you're worth that dollar amount. But hey, happy fun Friday to y'all. Y'all take care.
All right, thanks so much for the call. Hey, man, they could still do that that Jericho Lance Storm match. Now's the chance. Oh no, I don't even want to answer this question, but we're gonna try it again. All right, Munashe, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Hi, Lance. How you guys doing?
You know you're going to be asking this question to Lance because he actually reads a lot of books.
I was thinking the same thing. That's why I decided to call. So I was like, okay, I have some help this time around.
Okay, go ahead.
But anyway, all right. Lance, this one goes out to you just as much as Brian. Brian's had a week of thinking, so hopefully you won't.
I didn't think about it for 1 second this week, Munashe, I'm sorry to say, but go ahead.
It's okay, you're a busy man. I'll forgive you. So, my question is on this Fun Friday. Which fictional character from a novel would be a good worker?
What do you even mean by, like, a good worker? I don't even understand the question. Like, they would be light in the ring?
Like, just in general, like, a good talker, charismatic, good in the ring. Like, at the very least, just a good hand. And it could be any character. It doesn't matter whether it's like from graphic novels or something out of Stephen King, for example. Just anything. It could even be Greg Heffley from Diary of a Wimpy Kid for all I care.
I will go from a good worker standpoint, meaning more about the entertainment of sports entertainment. I will go from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Zaphod Beeblebrox, who has two heads and three arms, and is one of the most colorful personalities I've ever come across. Actually, a part-time president of the galaxy as well. I think Zaphod would be tremendous television, and having that third arm would make tie-ups interesting.
Thank God you're here, Lance.
You not read The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
I did,
Brian.
When I was like 11. I don't remember anything about it. But no, I have no idea who would be a good worker. I don't even know people in my life who would be a good worker. This person says, Hangman versus Wardlow feels like a very 1980s WWE house show circuit match. Actually, it does. That's a very Vince McMahon match right there. Let's see. Jericho would be much more useful in this new global attraction version of TKO WWE, where they put Cena and Punk and other veterans in the main event for international crowds. Well, I mean, certainly if it's going to be a final run, I mean, they would give him a good final run. I mean, Tony's given a lot of people good final runs as well, but other people, they've just vanished, much like Jericho has done right now. Let's see. This person says, I hate to even speculate. No, I'm not going to answer that question. All right. And Trump couldn't even pardon Vince anyway because it's a civil suit. Let's go to this caller. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Derpy Dodo from the Twitch chat.
Yes.
And I just want to say one, Lance, you are definitely worth it. You are worth the money. And two, nearly any Marvel character I feel like would make a good pro wrestler. There's a lot of interesting guys in Lance.
That was my thought when he first asked the call. It's like, if you get any novel with a main character, unless the novel sucks, well, the main character being the main character, That would probably translate to a good character in wrestling, right?
Well, not if they're a very
Lance said something about a guy with two heads, and it made me think there's this character in Marvel called Bi-Beast, who's just this giant dumb brute who's giant and he's got two heads. A lot of people, I think, would love to see a dude with two heads just get beat up.
Sure, he'd be great versus Hangman.
Yes.
Headbutt him first.
And anyway, my question, it's more of a, not really a question, but it's more of a theory. I'm someone who really pays attention to numbers a lot and have noticed that ratings on TV aren't the only thing that's dropped. There's actually also been a drop in viewership online on things like YouTube as well. However, in all of these things, something that I've noticed as well is that it's really kind of only casual people that have stopped watching. If you look at Dynamite ratings, the first quarter is low, but that's really what causes the Dynamite ratings to be lower. That before, they had a much higher lead-in and the show would drop. Now they've got a lower lead-in, but they stay steady. And that has actually been, right now, on YouTube especially, that's been happening all over the place. And a lot of YouTubers have actually been making pretty in-depth videos talking about their numbers and things like that. And it's really quite interesting. And they believe that what's changed is algorithms. And I think that honestly, with how nowadays everything has an algorithm tied to it and is trying to keep your attention for longer, I really just think that the ratings on TV are a result of algorithms changing on various apps people have, and it's causing their interest to shift. And what's interesting is all of this stuff started roughly a month and a half to 2 months ago. And that's also around the time that the ratings kind of start up. It was around the time that we had record low ratings for all the shows, honestly, was when everyone started to notice their YouTube numbers down. And I don't know, it's just a theory, but I believe that, honestly, it's just algorithms that are causing casual viewers to watch what they want to watch, and diehards are going to forever watch what they watch, kind of thing.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. So I'm sure there is, especially when it comes to YouTube, there's definitely something algorithm-related that has changed, I'm sure, several times, actually, because I know for our YouTube channel, I mean, we went from, I think we started in 2020, we went from 0 to 100,000 in like 2 years, and then it just like stopped, and it took like another 2 years to add another 10. So something happened several years ago that just totally changed. Like, you know, you see a lot of those people that have like millions and millions of YouTube subscribers. It's like that was from the previous era. And however they did it back then, it's not like that now. So I don't think I've seen much of a difference in terms of, like, our YouTube numbers are strictly, they go up or down based on what we're talking about. Like, if there's a big story we're talking about, the videos do better than if there's not. I haven't seen a big difference in the last couple of weeks, but definitely things change, and I think probably somewhat regularly as well. All right. Daniel Garcia missed the chair with Darby the first time because he hadn't fully turned heel yet. He didn't want to hurt him. Then Moxley made him. We saw Daniel turn completely in real time. Well, Brain Buster, who sent that in, I love when we make up our own storylines. It's part of the fun of this silly game. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Thank you. This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So I went during the break, and looks like our YouTube numbers are relatively the same. Unless we're doing a video about AJ Lee or Raja Jackson. Those are sky high. So I guess that's what people have been interested in over the last couple of months. And the return of Brock also was sky high. So I don't think much of that is surprising, but those are the things that people are interested in. All right, let's see if we have a couple of text messages here. This person says, "Can you conceive of any way that WWE's pandering to Saudi money ever backfires on him? So far, it's been nothing but upside, but a lot of American fans despise the partnership."
I think with Mania, fans could get upset. If they don't balk at Mania being taken away from the U.S., then I don't think anything will. But I think that big show in the U.S., that Mania weekend, is something American, North American fans really expect to have and may resent.
Well, I will say that, you know, I think they're aware of that with the idea of potentially doing two WrestleManias in 2027. But even doing that, it's like, if you want to travel to see the big show, you're getting a secondary WrestleMania in this country, because the one in Saudi is going to be the one with, you know, The Rock in the main event and Rock and Roman or all of these gigantic matches. I mean, you're still going to have a lot of people upset that the one they're getting in this country is the secondary version of WrestleMania.
And I think doing two is even worse long term.
God, I hope they don't do it every year. Sounds like a terrible idea. So yeah, that is the that's that. This person wants to know, by the way, TNT and Maple Leaf Pro. Do you know if anyone isn't allowed to work there?
There's a rumor that TNA is not allowing people to work for Scott D'Amore's MLP. Now, I worked a show for them, and TNA approved it and was fine, and there was a couple of TNA people on that show. I haven't asked to work more dates with them, so I don't know if that has changed, but I know TNA people have worked for Maple Leaf Pro, so I don't know where that came from.
All right. Well, we got to wrap it up, everybody. I want to thank you all for listening here today. I'll be back on Sunday. Brian and Vinny's show will be talking the AAA show tonight on YouTube, so check that out. And Dave and Garrett up this weekend. They'll be talking the Canelo fight and more, so check that out. Lots of stories on the front page. The new Observer's out. All for subscribers, WrestlingObserver.com. I'm Wrestling Observer Live.